Fred Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 68th edition of Berlinale. I'm in company of Chrissy Garland, director of What Walla Wants, screening here in the Generation section.
Chrissy, how would you describe the film? Is it a journey?
Yeah, it's an interesting story. It's a bit of a roller coaster, I think, and it takes us to a place that is very unique in the beginning of the story, in Balada Camp in the West Bank. And this very, she's an incredible character. I didn't set out to make a film about Palestine or Israel or that conflict. It's so complicated. But I was so attracted to her as a character, as a young person, because of where she comes from and what she wanted to do. There were some universal elements to the story. And so those things I knew a Western or an international audience would really love. But then there were so many other things about her story that could add to a conversation, a complicated conversation about that region, that I felt could be very powerful.
How did this start for you? How did you conceive this film?
I didn't have an idea. I mean, I start by choosing a character or a person who is going through something in their life, wherever they live. So I had met her only because I was in the area just doing a favor for some friends who wanted me to shoot some footage of a workshop that they were doing, and I thought maybe I could find a film. So I went to the West Bank with this team of video game designers. They were women from Denmark, and they teach young women in conflict zones how to design video games using the narratives of their own lives in these video games. Because it's a very male-dominated, video games are always about killing and all that stuff. So they wanted, not always, but most of them, they wanted to teach these young women how to do that. And I thought, oh, maybe there's a film there. And there wasn't really, because it was people staring at computers. But voila, I met in Balada Camp, and she immediately just seemed like a fascinating young woman.
Did you have to convince her? I mean, you followed her for a while, I mean, from 2012, so...
Yeah, it's very difficult on her. I mean, I think after a while she really understood what I was trying to do in terms of bringing people, bringing an audience into her world and allowing them to see her life through her eyes, which is sort of the main rule of the film, is that it's through her eyes, her point of view of her world, that we encounter the Palestinian security forces, the police academy, Balada Camp, the politics of Balada Camp, and the pressure of the occupation around Balada Camp. It all had to be through Walla's eyes. And I think at first it was very intrusive, of course, because you've got this camera and it's so close. I mean, when you see the film, you wonder how is a camera there, because it seems so natural. But that's because I shot so much over such a long period of time, and she was really brave and very generous, and she allowed me to get that close. But there were times, absolutely, when she got very sick of me. I mean, if you can imagine being a young person and going to university for the first day, or going to join the army and going to boot camp for the very first day, there's already so much pressure involved in that. Now imagine you've got me, some, you know, annoying Canadian woman with a camera, limping around, and all the fellow students were looking at her like, why has she got this camera pointed at her? That makes it so much harder for her to blend in and to succeed, because she's got somebody there all the time. But they forgot about me eventually as well, which is helpful.
So. I was thinking that this film happened to be really in a very important moment of change for women. So we're expecting that. What was your goal while shooting, and how do you think that the role of women filmmakers is today, considering your film as well?
Well, I think it's yeah, you're right. It's a very interesting time, and it's long overdue, of course, because women are, you know, depending on where you are, half the population. So the stories have been historically very male-dominated and coming from a male director. So I think it's very interesting now that it's more women are stepping up to telling their own stories in their own ways and making films about other young women. So I think there's just a lot of diversity, I think, that is happening as well in terms of filmmakers of color, and it's just healthy for the culture, it's healthy for filmmaking, and to suddenly have these new styles of storytelling or perspectives coming into the into focus.
One last question that, so curiosity, you wrote in your director's notes, I chose her because she breaks the rules, but at the same time she's learning there are some rules that you need to follow. There's a lesson that we could all find in the film in general. I mean, there are some things we cannot change and some other things that we are allowed to break because it's physiological. I mean.
Yeah, it's one of the hardest things to navigate when you're a young person or even as you're an adult. You know, when to challenge authority, when to push the boundaries, and when to assert your independence or your freedom, and when it actually makes more sense to participate in a society, in something healthy, and to belong to something, and to follow rules. And this is something from Walla's perspective that was a very specific challenge. She grew up in Balata camp, a refugee camp, where every other neighbor has been to prison for something. And so she was sort of at a fork in the road, but she's also, her father lived in Jordan. Her mother was in prison from the time she was 7 until I met her when she was 15. So she learned to take care of herself, which meant she was guarded, of course, and she was a fighter. So when you take somebody like that who's so independent, she's raised herself, she knows how to take care of herself, very strong personality, and put her in the army or a police academy training, then you've right away got a recipe for a little bit of conflict. And so she sort of had to, she had to learn about why it's important sometimes to care about all the, you know, you don't always have to defend yourself and you don't always have to try and fly under the radar, because this is how she learned how to survive. But now she was in a very different environment where she didn't need that skill set. She needed more diplomatic skill sets. And so that's sort of what her learning curve is in the film that is so fascinating.
And we've been talking to Christy Garland, director of What Walla Wants, screening at the 68th Berlinale in the Generation section. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.